coming up.
It was really good detective work. It was good detective putting pieces together, going through to begin to narrow the area that they needed to look.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. ...25-year-old Carissa Fretwell and her 3-year-old son William of Salem, Oregon, were last seen alive on May 13, 2019.
On May 17th, a family member called police saying they checked her apartment and found the front door unlocked, the TV on, and items Carissa wouldn't normally leave behind, like her bank card and her glasses.
And even before their bodies were discovered, police confirmed the worst.
Just minutes ago, the Yamhill County District Attorney confirmed police believe this missing Salem mom and her 3-year-old son are dead.
Yeah, Brenda, as we were driving down here, I gave the Yamhill County District Attorney a phone call, and he did confirm that Carissa and William, also known as Billy Fretwell, are dead. Carissa Fretwell, just 25 years old, and her son, Billy, just 3 years old.
And then, also before their bodies were discovered, the boy's father, a man named Michael Wolf, was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated murder and kidnapping.
Wolf had recently been ordered to pay more than $900 a month in child support for Billy. Although Wolf denied any contact with Carissa, cell phone data showed the two were in the same places in the time frame that she disappeared.
I'm joined now by Alma McCarty, a reporter at KGW in Portland, Oregon. Alma, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Alma, I know you have reported on this case recently and some of the recent developments, but let's go back to a few years ago, 2019, when this 25-year-old mother and child were found dead. What do we know about what happened?
They had been missing for about a month. This was 25-year-old Carissa Fretwell and her 3-year-old son, Billy. Essentially, what happened is, what we found out is that the biological father, this man named Michael Wolf, Carissa had recently taken him to court to pay child support. A judge ordered him to pay $900 a month in child support. He had never met his son, Billy, but from the conversations that the prosecutor had brought up, there had been some potentially threats prior to all of this, him basically telling her that, you know, I can go ahead and take your son away from you. And she loved this kid from the conversations that I've had. It didn't take long for him to become not only a person of interest, but then a suspect in their disappearance.
Michael Wolf, Billy's biological father, is charged with aggravated battery and kidnapping. The probable cause affidavit is showing, we just got a copy of that about an hour ago, and it did explain that their cell phones were pinging from approximately the same location, despite Wolf's story that he hadn't seen Carissa Fretwell since court. The probable cause affidavit also says that he was seen on surveillance video outside his place of work at odd hours, coming and going, again, despite his story to detectives.
So that was what happened prior to then. You know, they found Billy and Carissa's bodies on middle of June, and it appeared the medical examiner determined that she had died from a gunshot wound to the head. Billy, it was determined that he was also killed. They weren't able to say exactly what the cause was.
District Attorney Brad Berry says, as tough as this is on family, friends, and investigators, it makes the case against Wolf much stronger.
I felt that we had sufficient evidence to endorse him being arrested on it and to approach a grand jury on this. But certainly, without the bodies, the case was a very different case, a tougher case.
So I asked several times in a number of ways if Michael Wolf himself or any other single person gave detectives specific information where to look. The DA, he never really said definitively no. He said, again, this was a comprehensive and exhaustive work by detectives to zero in on that location. We also asked how the family has taken the news that the bodies have been found. They found out late Saturday night that they'd been discovered. Barry says he wouldn't call it closure. It's important information for them to have, but this is very raw for them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, was he in a marriage himself, this Michael Wolf?
Yes, he was in a marriage himself. She did not know at the time when she got together with him originally, from what her family said. It wasn't long after that she found out that he was married. She cut it off. She also found out that she was pregnant. And then she had this baby. She was raising Billy on her own and going to school at the time, working full time, just doing whatever she could. You can kind of infer that due to this child support battle, if you will, things took a turn and it ended in this awful, awful tragedy.
Michael Wolf was arrested before the bodies were found, right?
That is correct. That is correct. Based on the evidence that they had at the time.
And so he has been behind bars now for several years before this finally went before a judge. What do we know about those years? Has this just been delayed and then leading up to a trial or, as it turns out, a guilty plea, right?
Yeah. So he pled guilty earlier this year to those charges. He spent 3 years behind bars. Now is going to be spending 30 years at least. It was a life sentence with the possibility of parole after 30 years.
An update in the heartbreaking case of a Salem mother and her 3-year-old son found dead in 2019 in the woods outside Yamhill. Now the boy's father, Michael Wolf, has pleaded guilty to murder. Let's bring in investigative reporter Evan Watson. Evan, while this is a tragedy on so many fronts for the family of Carissa Frentwell and little Billy, this news has to be a significant step forward.
Yes, David, as part of the guilty plea, Wolf will avoid the death penalty, but there's a mandatory life sentence for both counts with the possibility of parole after 30 years. Today, Yamhill County District Attorney Brad Berry praised the investigative work that led to Wolf's guilty pleas.
I think it's a very good thing for the family to know what's going to happen and have some certainty into the end result. As I've said before, I don't think in these kind of tragic cases that there's ever closure for the family. This just is a move to close this chapter.
Inside Nyla and Kirk Bale's McMinnville home, there are signs of Carissa Frentwell and her son, Billy, everywhere.
She loved that little guy more than anything.
Pictures and videos remind them of a happier time.
When we had the little guy, we had him quite a bit. And I would just say he ran the house.
Yes, you were. Where'd you get the hat?
He's such a funny boy. I mean, I can say I got 25 years with her. I got 3 years with the little guy that I wouldn't have had at all if they weren't here. You know, those are things I get to keep, memories I get to keep. It's the future ones that I don't get to keep.
Basically, I interviewed them because I wanted to have them reacting to this particular sentencing. You know, they've been looking forward to, anticipating, and having to deal with all of these court dates, appearances, what have you, for the last 3 years, this whole process drawn out because of COVID, because of some other things. They had mentioned to me, too, that, you know, Billy, when he was killed, he's 3 years old. So at this point, Billy would have been 6. So it was a long time coming. They felt that the sentence was as good as they were going to get. They were happy with it. They said that they were kind of ready to close this chapter and move on, in a sense. Obviously not move on from Billy and from Carissa, but with their lives, because this has consumed so, so much of it. And finally, there is a sense of justice, in a way, knowing that he is going to be behind bars for a really long time, if not for the rest of his life.
Even without bodies, they felt they had enough evidence to convict him. I think until they found him, it was a really numb feeling.
At the end of the day, you have a man behind bars now for the rest of his life for killing his son, a 3-year-old boy, and a 25-year-old mother.
Yeah. It's a super tragic case. And something that, you know, when I sat down with Nyla and Kirk, they told me that they're kind of letting it go in a way. They're not going to let this terrible, terrible thing that happened to their daughter, that happened to their grandson, control the rest of their lives. Nyla specifically said that she wasn't going to feel or let this man have any more of her emotions, any more of her anger. And she said from the very beginning, you know, he wasn't worth that. Whereas her sister, Katrina, I spoke with her briefly. I didn't interview her, but I spoke with her, and she said that she, you know, had always been angry, understandably, after something like this. And she felt that after reading her statement in the courtroom that day of the sentencing, that she was able to leave that anger there.
He decided his money was more important than the life of my daughter, Carissa, and my grandson, William.
I hope you are reminded daily of why you are in there, and every time you close your eyes, you see their faces, and it haunts you the way your selfish decisions haunt us.
So I do feel as though this family, who were so sweet, so kind to let me into their house, speak with me about their daughter and their grandson, they're just, I think there's a little bit of relief. The hardest thing that they said for me was that period of time between knowing that they were missing and not having found them. I think a lot of emotional energy went into that particular period of time, and the rest of it has just been this very drawn out process to finally get to where we are, where Michael Wolf is going to be behind bars for the rest of his life, potentially.
All right. Alma McCarty at KGW in Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. We are here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And if you haven't already, check out Vault Studios' newest podcast, Intent, the Tex MacIver case, available wherever you listen to podcasts.